Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ben, out of the bumper, to Harley, wrist shot, score! Power play goal! Dallas, we are tied!
There's the call on ESPN. So when you watch sports and you're like, oh my gosh, how does that person do that? That is just a professional piece of art. That's how I felt after the Jamie Benn goal. The read, how? How the hell is the pass, is the passer knowing to put it there? And then Jamie Benn, Pavelski always did this, didn't he? But the redirect from Jamie Benn to tie the game, that was a work of art as the Dallas Stars go to overtime again, and they beat the Colorado Avalanche on the road in order to take the 2-1 series lead. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ. Choppy still out in Italy for the honeymoon. We got Bobby Belt and Jake Rietma, who is a hockey head, joining us in studio. But that Jamie Benn, That goal, I was speechless. I am speechless.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at, like, in general, like you mentioned, the whole thing with the redirects and different things that hockey players do, that's the level of skill they have and the mental process and how quickly they see things is just absurd.
It's like skipping a rock, Jake. It's like, I'm going to angle my stick and it's going to maintain the proper amount of velocity and I'm going to aim it in order to go ahead and score in professional hockey.
Harley deserves a lot of credit as well because he is receiving the pass at the point, and they talk about presenting your stick. And you, if they, and I think ESPN showed it on the replay where he clearly identifies Jamie Benn presenting his stick in the pocket, and then, like you said, he passes in a shot form to be able to redirect, and they practiced it, but man, it was a work of art.
Before we let him talk too much about the Stars, I just got to know his qualifications. Do you read moneypuck.com?
I know you're a big Money Puck fan, but I have.
Okay, as long as you've seen the website before, that's all that matters.
I don't have it saved in my favorites yet.
Okay, but it's there. That's good. All right, he's valid. Go ahead,
Someone DM me last night. Here it is, from Ron on Instagram. I just checked out Money Puck, and it's actually pretty blanking legit. Great numbers that Bobby doesn't understand. I feel a fight between you and him that could rival who watches more football. So that was from Atolo checking out Money Puck because of annoying Bobby. Are the Stars lucky to be up 2-1 in the series?
You talk about the word luck, and we use it all the time in hockey, puck luck. And I don't think it's necessarily luck. It's more as it's opportunistic. And you're going to need some lucky plays in the postseason. And both teams are going to need it. The Avs got some luck in game one. And so I think to say the Stars have been lucky is a little bit of kind of a lazy narrative and a take in that sense. But do they get some pucks that bounce their way yesterday? Absolutely. And the play late by Esa Lindell, oh my gosh, just incredible presence of mind to be in that position. But does it take some luck as a defender to make a legit save on a rebound? Yes. So depending on, you know, you want to get into the semantics of the word luck, did they get some breaks? Yes. Did they make the most of their opportunities? Also, yes. Are they up 2-1? Yes.
Was the first goal scored horrible defense, amazing wizardry, or a missed call of interference from Nichushkin?
All right, let's work through that because
and reset his story as well in terms of his background. Is he the villain in this series?
Oh, Val Nichushkin. Yeah. So Val Nichushkin's a guy that he bugs me because he's just incredibly talented. But if you know the history, he's battled some suspensions and they're self-induced. They're personal issues. But he's out on the ice and he's a world-class talent. He's one of those 200-foot players where great offensively, great defensively, just does a lot of things to help your team win. And so that's part of the reason. But that is a goal where you're screaming at the TV as it happens. And in the moment, I think the best comparison is like a rub route on a two-point conversion or something. And in the moment, you're like, that's offensive pass interference. You slow it down. And I wasn't as upset with the no call on interference there. And combine it with the miscommunication between Harley and Duchesne, it's just kind of the you know, you tip your cap to the opposition, and it's a bummer that it worked out that way. But at the same time, it's something that can't happen. You can't have that miscommunication.
Spittle said, I don't believe that was interference as far as the pick by Nelson. He was gliding, and the contact was not enough to warrant a call. Smart play. You agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think I keep going back to that two-point conversion, like a rub route that you see that all the time. When the defenders don't communicate, it makes it look 10 times worse because you're left with, you know, in all alone on Ottinger, who has no chance on that goal. And Nichushkin's going to finish 10 times out of 10 in that position.
There's a lot of talk heading into the series that, I mean, when we talked to Colorado's play-by-play guy, he had said that, you know, the easy advantage it would appear heading into the series for Dallas would be Otter over Blackwood, just because Blackwood's lack of experience. How do you think in general just Otter's performed in the series so far?
He's a type of goalie that as the stakes rise and the game becomes even more, I guess the lights get even brighter, I think he's played even better. And not to take anything away from Blackwood, because I think Blackwood's been really, really good, but there's certain little things that Ottinger does a lot better than Blackwood in a head-to-head comparison. For example, Blackwood gives up a lot more rebounds, one of the highest percentage of rebounds in the NHL, and it cost him in game number two there, where the Stars' two goals were off rebounds, and he was a little bit better with that last night. But Ottinger just makes those huge saves at critical moments, and I think the Stars as a team defensively play really well, you know, with all five guys playing. You know, there's a couple of back checks they had last night that help, you know, just as a team defensive standpoint. But Ottinger's been really, really good.
Who did you pick to win the series originally?
I picked the Stars, and I got absolutely dragged on Twitter for it. I mean, my goodness, I tried to provide a little optimism.
From and the Avs fans or Stars fans?
A little bit of everything.
Why would Stars fans drag you?
So my whole thing was, listen, the losing streak, limping into the playoffs, that's a thing. You can't deny it. But I also said, look, I'm a believer in the fresh, clean slate, everybody's even, and I made one little historical comparison, and everybody said, oh, so you're saying the Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup. That's all I said was there's been teams that have gone into the playoffs with a losing streak and gone on to win the Stanley Cup, the 2002 Red Wings, and I only use that comparison because Jim Nill was the assistant general manager for that team.
And because they're from Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is. We knew it was coming. But and obviously that team was loaded, but my whole point was I truly believe, and this is maybe an unpopular opinion, but the stakes are so different in postseason hockey. And it was no fault to the Stars, but the last handful of games after that loss to Winnipeg, you're not playing for anything. And I think that's a reality that people just didn't want to put a lot of stock into, and they just wanted to see, oh, the Stars are losing, they're not playing with any energy. Well, they have nothing to play for. And I do believe this was where a lot of people can, you know, fight me on this, but there's a switch that flips. And the higher the level, make no mistake about it, these consummate professionals flip a switch when it's postseason play, and all of a sudden, instead of playing a meaningless regular season game in Nashville in the middle of the week, you're playing these types of games, high impact, high energy, overtime thrillers, and the switch gets flipped.
Jake Rietma in studio with us, as he will be after every Stars playoff game here on 105.3 The Fan. Was the Marchman penalty like 10 out of 10 bad? How avoidable? And if they score, is he set up to be the GOAT?
Yeah, you know, I think he would put it on himself. It's the type of play. It wasn't anything egregious. It's the type of play that happens in a 5-on-5 setting, and it's not like he was out of position or, you know, exposed in some way or another. It's an unfortunate occurrence that's going to happen. Then you add the blood for the double minor, and so 4 minutes. It was
Joe Mazzulla goes and licks it off the ice.
That's a sustainability.
Oh, I love it. He should be a hockey player, by the way. I mean, he's a little bit different in that sense. But I think with Marchment, you got to give him a lot of credit because he obviously assists on the game-winning goal.
While falling down.
Yeah.
Or stumbling.
And it's such a hockey guy mentality to just, all right, short memory. My team picked me up. They killed off a 4-minute penalty. And now let's go make a play. And that's exactly what you saw. And I also think, you know, I wrote this down in one of my notes, that the Stars penalty kill was really good in preventing the zone entry for the Avalanche. And in a good power play, you've got to be able to penetrate the zone and get set up. And in that 4-minute double minor penalty kill, they just did not allow them to do that. They even had a chance of their own, shorthanded.
Mesquite pluckers with me tonight?
Yeah, let's get after it. I'm excited, but I don't know what's in store. You know, it's my first draft party with the fans.
Well, you're going to be emceeing it. That's what's in store. I got your food and drinks, and you got the microphone.
You've got his food and drinks. The listeners will just end up doing it. Oh, here you go.
Bobby, shut the hell up. Shut up. Cut his mic off again.
Moneypuck.com.
I got an Uber gift card, so.
Yes. You're going to need it. Are you working tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, come on.
All right.
Those TSN reports are going to write themselves. Come on.
Jake Riba in studio. Thank you, brother. And come out and party with him tonight, along with myself and the Tolos at the Mesquite Pluckers location for the NFL draft coverage. Oh, Bobby.
Oh, what?
I can't wait to play back the highlights of a brand new NFL draft analyst who is debuting this evening. Do you know who it is?
I have a couple guesses, but I don't want to throw any of them out.
Mike McCarthy is...
Oh, God!
Mike McCarthy is apparently joining Pat McAfee's NFL draft coverage. So Big Mike is moving to the mic, at least for tonight.
Pretty dramatic there, Nick.
Do you know how just...
Yes!
Yinzer that entire broadcast is going to be?
How good is he going to be?
Okay, so like... Genuinely, he's going to be in that setting really strong and entertaining, I would guess. Because for all my issues with Mike McCarthy as a coach and how I think he tended to be a little thin-skinned and petty at times, which, I mean, I'd spit the petty right back, so I mean, let's be fair here. But for all of that, he's funny. He's quick.
Yeah.
He'll
be on.
Yeah, the back and forth, he's really good at banter. And so, I mean, McAfee will love that. I'm sure there will probably be two or three viral moments from him tonight where he makes some joke where it's like, oh, look at Mike cutting up. And so now the actual draft analysis, I don't know. He'll probably say some stuff there that doesn't make any sense. But the jokes will be flowing.
All right. So hopefully tomorrow we get a lot of highlights of Mike McCarthy and the broadcasting debut.
Do you think I'd be quieter on that broadcast or on day three of the draft last year?
By the way, Mike's boy, I think you'll be fascinated by this. Mike's boy, Jay Glazer, brought up an NIL aspect of this draft. And Glazer said, interesting thing came up in my draft prep calls. For years, teams have pulled players off the board for A, injury concerns, or B, character concerns. A third category and reason has been added. And most teams I talked to had guys off their board for doesn't love football. This was the first year it was so prevalent. I asked around, why is that? And the thought was because of NIL money. Guys have already been paid, and some feel they don't need to grind to get it. So the guys who love football, Bobby, are probably appreciated more. I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah, and that's something that you've heard scouts start talking about in recent years, the idea of just they wonder about the entitlement era. And if guys are coming into the league feeling a little bit more entitled and like, who are you to tell me anything? That's a question people have with Shador. Like, does Shador feel like he's already, look, I've already made it. I'm already at this point. You're not going to tell me anything. And people have wondered about that energy from him. But yeah, I mean, I could absolutely see that being a factor. Cowboys brought it up a little bit in the pre-draft press conference the other day, the idea of just guys who love football and that being something that they really need to know. That is a top item really frequently for a lot of teams to find out is, do you actually love this?
What is the next best thing to Nico getting fired? What about Nico getting some help? There's a brand new report. Maybe Jason Kidd isn't so innocent after all. And the Luka meeting we just found out about, including some more Luka comments on his beloved former team. The commercial-free expressway with the Neighborhood Watch and Nick Harris with NFL Draft Pre.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Review coverage coming up for 2 hours, all on the way here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. And we are commercial-free with the Neighborhood Watch coming up at 7:40. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram with your full draft preview. Two straight hours, y'all. Two straight hours if you're itching for all the football talk. And, of course, Zach Wolchuk provided that yesterday from the G-Bag Nation, Sean Sharif, alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
And I know Nick was talking about, all right, I'm finishing up my draft notebook, so he's going to have all of his remaining nuggets that he's going to unload. And then I also saw he tweeted this morning his entire 350-plus player-grade notebook with notes and nuggets and over 20,000 words that we'll be able to get into.
Take that, Dame Brugler. Suck on
that,
Dame.
Zach Wolchuk.
Let me hear that again.
Hey. Great laugh from Jake, dude. I loved it.
He already got the Reetma. He already got the Reetma laugh. As Kid Muse said, we need Reetma for longer segments, definitely after the Stars thriller last night. All right, we continue to find out more and more about you-know-what as Tim McMahon went on Bomani Jones' podcast. And he said that you're not getting Nico fired right now, but Patrick Dumont may have learned a lesson.
Now, the in Nico we trust era has ended. You know, he wants him to bring in an experienced exec. And, you know, like, I think he's realized, like, okay, we've got to have some checks and balances that weren't in place. I think this has been a very educational experience for Patrick Dumont, his first full year as an NBA governor. Also, the realization of, hey, in this world, management's not the stars. The stars are the guys on the floor. That's what this whole league revolves around.
The in Nico we trust era has ended. Two common responses from Tolos. One, it's too late. You already done screwed it up. You already done effed up. You already flushed the future. And number two, oh, you mean like someone like Cuban who was supposed to be there and is not any basketball like genius, but has had experience and wanted to remain in basketball operations. Too little, too late. But Patrick Dumont has said, oh, we need some checks and balances, and we need someone experienced.
Too little, too late, but it gives me a little bit of hope, at least, that this isn't just going to continue on into forever. Like, you know, again, I mentioned it before, you being in Maryland, I'm sure it felt like it was never going to get better with the Angelos family and with Dan Snyder, where it's like, these guys are never going away.
Yeah.
This at least makes it feel a little bit to me like, oh, okay, there's maybe in the future some salvation from Nico's insanity.
Dallas Hoops Journal. Grant Asfith had... Asfith.
Yep, you got it.
Had some good details. Even Patrick Dumont, by Nico's admission, initially laughed when the idea of trading Doncic was floated. Rob Pelinka reportedly thought Nico was joking when trade discussions began, but it was Harrison who pursued the deal with conviction, and it was Dumont who gave him the green light. Sources informed DallasHoopsJournal.com that among the factors that led Dumont to provide the green light was an interaction he had with Luka, focused on addressing perceived conditioning concerns. This occurred before Nico initiated trade talks with the coffee meeting with Pelinka. As one might expect, that interaction involving Doncic and Dumont did not go well. Weeks later, Luka was traded with a heavy run of media leaks emphasizing conditioning. This became a sentiment for Dallas that Doncic was taking a vacation. So Patrick Dumont tried to have the sit down with Luka, like, yo, enough is enough. We need you in shape. Take it seriously. Apparently it did not go well. And then when Nico came to Dumont, see, Nico, Kidd, and Dumont were all whispering to each other behind the scenes about this, as they should. You have consistent meetings and saying, oh, he got another tech. Oh, we're on the verge of a one-game suspension. Oh, he didn't get back on defense. Oh, they're isolating him in the Phoenix series. Everyone's trying to go at him defensively. He's not joining us on the road trip. He's got his own team. Right, you have these conversations about every single player, particularly your superstar, but this Dumont meeting made it easier. Patrick wasn't just caught off guard and hit out of the blue when Nico approached him with it.
Yeah, I mean...
it's like a mafia scene, like, hey, you know that thing? That thing is number 77. And so you are all on the same page because you've been talking about it at the meetings.
Yeah, and similarly, like one of the mafia movies, it's like, that's it? That's why y'all killed him? He did that. he accidentally bumped into you, and he didn't say sorry or something. Like, that's why you took the guy out.
What are you, Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, or what was that? Did you ever see The Irishman? The Irishman, the scene with Sebastian Maniscalco, where it's like they just have a, I'm just breaking his balls here. What's the problem? Then it's like, well, we got to go shoot him in a restaurant. but that's like similar. I got to know, how could he have received this in such a way that Dumont was like, get him out? Like, what would he have said that was so flippant or dismissive?
I'm sure he was looking at him like, shut the hell up. I'm Luka Doncic.
Do you think
he's, don't talk to me.
Do you think he...
you've been here for a second. It's my city. It's my organization.
Do you think he approached him like he approaches Cuban? Flippantly. Like most guys probably got used to Cuban. He's buddy. And I'll talk to you. I wonder if Dumont, Luke was like, I'm talking to you like this would be Mark telling me this. And I'm going to be flippant with you. And as a businessman, somebody who has run corporations, he was like, unacceptable. But I also wonder if Luke was just like, you're the guy they're going to have come talk to me about conditioning? At least a Nico.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're saying there. So Tim McMahon was talking about, this was a great point when talking about how difficult Luka was to deal with. the hierarchy. Mike Florio lit me up over my micro reports months ago. He didn't light me up. He's like, too bad Cowboys deal with it. He's a star. Stars have diva tendencies. Tim McMahon told Bomani on the Right Time pod, he's not close to the top when it comes to difficult.
I'm not going to tell you Luka's low maintenance. I'm just going to tell you on the superstar spectrum in the NBA, he's not toward the top. You can go down the list of superstars. There are several who are more high maintenance than Luka. Ask Miami if they'd have rather dealt with Luka or Jimmy Butler for the last few months. I was told at the time, if we got to trade him, we'll trade his ass. And I'm like, no, you won't. And then 6 weeks later, my phone dings. What? I was told we'll trade this guy if we have to. But here's the thing. You didn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, this is the...
What's wrong?
No, I was just going to say that
it's gave me the hand signal.
No, I was giving you the hand signal because 12 combines some of what was just said there at the end.
The audio?
The J-Kid cut, yeah. So anyway, behind the scenes stuff there. What I think, that's the thing that has stunned me the most is that...
This is what happens when I don't hear back from you. I just do the work myself and then we have these...
I did text you. I texted you. I said I was pulling the video.
It's too late.
No, but I did say, here's the thing is that when you've got... I don't understand how they've dealt with somebody like Christian Wood. They knew what Kyrie's reputation was coming here. They have to see other stars across the league, and yet they still perceived Luka as like, oh my gosh, he's the biggest pain we've ever seen.
Because they're like, Christian Wood can he's a bomb. All right. He can act like that. It's like the quarterback, I think, is the way they viewed it. The quarterback can't act like that. And our franchise guy who we're about to give $400 million to can't.
Then I'll say this. Jason Kidd is so much more to blame for this than we've talked about then. Because Jason Kidd should understand being around basketball teams for as long as he has, that it gets so much worse than that.
Yeah.
And if he didn't communicate that to them, that, hey, this is worse, including his very first setup where him, Jamal Mashburn, and Jim Jackson were fighting over Tony Braxton and all got traded because of it.
Yeah.
Like, they should understand what matters and what doesn't.
Well, let's bring up the clip that you may hear for a second time. Of McMahon talking about Jay Kidd's involvement.
And the level of frustration that Nico had at that time was high. By the way, Jay Kidd's was too. And, you know, I think Jay Kidd's kind of trying to distance himself from
this. Yes, he is.
Jay Kidd's frustration level was, I can just tell you, with Luke, was also quite high. But, you know, I was told at the time, hey, you know, if we got to trade him, and obviously it's off the record, but they traded him now, so I'll say it. If we got to trade him, you know, we'll trade his ass. And I'm like... No, you won't. You know, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, okay, you're huffing, you're puffing. You ain't blowing that house down. Give me a break. Because it's a ludicrous thing to consider. You know, and how many times, Bomani, have you been talking to somebody and they huff, they puff? They're talking. They ain't going to do anything. And I thought this was one of those cases. And then 6 weeks later, my phone dings. What?
They did it.
What? They actually did it? Again. I was told, you know, venting, we'll trade this guy if we have to. But here's the thing. You didn't have to. You didn't have to.
Is that a case when you hear that quote and he talks about Jay Kidd was upset too, and then he comes back and he says, I was told off the record. Is he saying somebody else in the organization told him that, or is he saying Kidd said we'll trade his ass?
I didn't get that it was from Jason, but I don't know. Someone said it. But it's kind of what you alluded to yesterday where you're venting. And you're like, gosh, she's annoying. Oh, gosh, she's not doing my laundry correctly, like Peyton and McKenzie.
Well, she doesn't do his laundry. They don't mix it.
But it doesn't mean, like, you're ready to sign the divorce paper.
Yeah, like, how many times have you complained about me to somebody, probably, and just been like...
I just did on air.
He's a pain in the ass. There are so many things about him that are a pain in the ass. But ultimately, then, if somebody was like, by the way, we know you were complaining about Bobby being a pain in the ass today, we fired him. And he'd be like, well, I didn't say to fire
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. That was not what I wanted to just whip him into shape. I didn't want to chase him off the show.
And then finally, Tim McMahon with Bomani Jones hearing from other owners throughout the league that maybe not right now today, but this is basically the end of Nico Harrison.
I was talking to somebody who's in an ownership group of another Western Conference team recently, and they basically said, I hate to say it, but this trades his legacy. He's never going to work in the NBA again. There are people around the league who are just like, you have to fire him. That's the only way to begin the healing process with the Mavericks fan base. I think this has been a very educational experience for Patrick Dumont in his first full year as an NBA governor. Also, the realization of, hey, in this world, management's not the stars. The stars are the guys on the floor.
I'm curious.
There's a lot in there. McMahon's a beast. I know he catches a lot of crap, but he's a beast.
Given what McMahon has represented about Nico, everything we've heard about Nico, I'm curious. I'm just going to run through a couple scenarios, and I want you to tell me if you think if Nico Harrison and his standards were in charge, would he have traded this person? If Nico Harrison was with the Dallas Cowboys, would they have moved on from Micah Parsons, given what we know? Probably, I think, based on what his standards seem to be. If Nico Harrison was in charge of...
Well, I don't think Micah's biggest problem is, like, talking or maybe not being the leader that they want. I don't think anyone doubts that Micah's ready to go.
Micah does his own personal stuff, though, and Micah doesn't show up to things, and Micah doesn't join in the group thing. How much did we hear about the problem was he wasn't part of the team process. He was rehabbing by himself.
Yeah.
And Micah's all about that. Corey Seager, I think... we've heard has guys that he deals with on his own and has a tendency to get hurt.
Yeah.
Would Nico go, well, we got to trade Corey Seager. Like, that's the insanity of what he did. He took something where it's like, he can give all, his problem is he thinks we don't understand what his issue was with Luka. Nico feels like you guys just don't get, you've lost the point of why I was upset with him. And he doesn't understand that everybody's saying back to him, I don't care what it was.
Right.
Your point wasn't good enough.
Right.
It was a bad point. It was a bad reason. It should have never been done. It's not a lack of understanding. It's a lack of, like, a logical point. Yeah. You don't have one.
So the Athletic did their annual NBA player poll, and they talked to 150 players across the entire league, and they dedicated an entire article and piece to the Luka trade.
This made me sick.
And they asked... everyone, everything. I'm just going to read some of the reactions. 16 players used the word shocked in their responses, and 18 deemed it crazy. All right? So 16 said shocked, 18 said crazy, and with some colorful language. Quote, my immediate reaction, word for word, was what the F? Beyond the preliminary stunning reaction, players described being confused by Dallas's motivations. And one said, I don't even know if 2K would have allowed that trade. Some were more understanding of the deal. Quote, I think it will eventually work out for both sides if all the players are able to stay healthy. And, of course, they're talking about what happened to the Mavs in the second half of the season. Many didn't believe it. Was it fake news? Someone said, shocked. I was on the court. This was at 11:12. 11:12 p.m. 12:12 a.m. Eastern time on February 2nd. A player said, shocked. I was on the court. A fan told me at half court. It's one of those moments you won't forget, like when Michael Jackson died or 9/11 happened.
Okay.
Those moments you just know that are going to be forever ingrained. Quote, I was shocked. F, I didn't think it was possible. Someone said, I told my girl, turn on ESPN. I was locked in the rest of the night. This is like Dirk. He canceled his lunch overseas, and he just stayed in the hotel room trying to figure out what was happening. The player continued. I was like, what? It's like 12 midnight. I didn't go to sleep till 2:30, like me, when I got up for the old man bathroom break, and I stayed up till 3 a.m. At my house. I thought it was a joke. I DM'd Shams and texted him, did you get hacked? Another player, I thought the NBA was just doing it for viewership. Another player, I think it was just a ballsy decision. Once in a blue moon type of thing. I don't think something like that is ever going to happen again, but it definitely got franchise players and star players on edge.
I am going to, since they're all talking about their reactions, I'm going to, since Choppy's not here to block it, I'm going to read from our group text from the night that happened. Because we didn't actually talk about what we had said at that time. Full disclosure, I was sitting there having a few beverages with the wife. So I had a nice little buzz going. We were watching a movie together. This sobered me up really fast. Like when I read it, I was like,
Cereal got canceled.
It did. I was like, you're going to have to wait. Sorry. And so I was just, and this is what I texted you guys.
Especially her with Luka traded. That's her. That's her inspiration for you. That's her motivation. That was her boy toy.
Yeah, we're in the same conditioning shape. So she was, that's why I work. I texted, no bleeping way, hacked, no bleeping way. And I said, I don't bleep and believe this. I'm sick. And then Choppy texted back 6 minutes later and said, there's no way, there's no way. And he goes, I have no bleeping words. I'm going to go on IG. And then Choppy said, I don't know how this works. What are they doing? And we're just going all back and forth. And then Sean finally woke up at 3:49 because you were off the next day. And you said, calls. That is all calls. Because that's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
It was the most devastating, sickening, like there's no way this could happen. None.
Back to the Athletic NBA player poll. Most players polled were critical of the Mavericks. A few rapid fire thoughts from players in the league. Probably the worst decision in modern basketball history. Terrible. Psychotic. It didn't make sense. I don't know how you make it make sense. Blasphemy. Bad trade. Keep him. Generational player. The dumbest idea ever. The worst ever. Not smart. One of the worst basketball decisions I've ever seen. I don't like it. I thought it was a bad trade. Craziest trade in history. I did not think it was smart. Very shocking. I thought it was crazy. Dumb. I wouldn't have done it. Bad for Mavs business. Good for the Lakers, though. It was ridiculous and eye-opening and scary to the business side of the rest of the league. Some players question the return. Terrible decision. I think Dallas went with a 5-year window instead of a 10. I don't get it. I think Luka's probably the best player in the league for the next 15 years. I thought it was stupid. AD is a top player, but you got a franchise player in Luka who wants to be there. Ride it out with him. Terrible. Like, wow, what did they do? Insane. So a lot of that is the same. But I want to get to those who actually green-lit it.
Yeah, and really quickly, I just want to say on that front, that's the most perplexing thing about all of this is, to me, is the idea that, did you not talk to anybody who knows basketball? Because these are guys who are in it. They play it. They understand the game. And they're not just saying, I didn't think it was a great trade. Those words they were using there, psychotic, stupid, like, I mean, flat out questioning, like, you are not intelligent if you thought this was smart. And those are people who live it. These are not emotional fans telling you this. These are people on other teams months later saying those people were stupid to do that. And that's the problem that I don't understand is why they seemingly didn't talk to anybody who knows basketball before they made this decision.
In retrospect, making the finals could have been the worst thing that happened because it empowered. It obviously didn't make a difference to say we have to keep him, but it empowered Nico and his basketball mind.
Yeah.
And Dumont to say, I'm hands off. You took us to the finals. You made the Gafford and PJ trade may have backfired because it just empowered him and built him up even more.
Yeah. I mean, what was his defense the last two times? Well, when I've made a trade, look, it's worked. It's like, oh, so it's almost like the Woody Johnson factor we heard about from The Athletic, where they said Woody's been right a few times enough to where now he just goes, give my stuff time. It's got to ride out because I've been right before and I'll be right again.
Finally, some players said, hey, it wasn't so bad. Quote, I think it was a good trade on both ends. I feel like LA got two steps better. I feel like AD is going to be a perfect fit. It wasn't a trade where you're just like, oh, they won't, or oh, they want it, or oh, those guys want it. I feel like the swap was great. Another player. I don't think it was bad. I think it was just two different outlooks on what gets the job done. They've had success there in Dallas in the past with those front office moves. So you know better than what we know. And if AD gets back healthy, everything will be good for both sides. I see both sides. A lot of people want to say it was dumb. I see the vision. I could see both teams benefiting. I think the Lakers probably benefited a little more as far as longevity. I don't know why I can't speak right now. But if Dallas wants to win now, it's not a bad move. And then finally, I was shocked, but it made sense. Money-wise, they didn't want to pay him all that. They're all hurt right now, but I actually thought it was a good trade. But you got to have some people to defend to win a title. That's what Dallas was looking at, and we know Luka is not that.
So those were the comments from Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and then Devin Booker,
And Udonis Haslam, who's been going after Luka's defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's get to the most local segment in radio. Is any of this happening in your hood?
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think.
Make them think. Make them think. Make them think. Make them think.
Warning, the following life hacks are unethical and should not be performed. Mm.
Did you play the wrong open?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know we were doing life hacks here.
This HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano.
I need to get that off of there because it's called Neighborhood Watch Hacks Open. And so I just saw Neighborhood Watch.
And
so
whose fault is that?
That's Bobby's for labeling.
Oh,
no.
Bobby Label is Bobby Label fault.
6:40 after 6:40 on a Thursday.
Are you working tomorrow morning after draft coverage?
He's not working now.
Yes, I am.
Oh, Lord. Tomorrow going to be a hot
oh,
mess.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. This is Neighborhood Watch, not Life Hacks. You just got a lot of people really excited and then went April Fool's, Peyton. So thanks. All right. You know what? Let's make this segment right now about the city of Dallas dunking on Peyton and telling Peyton he was wrong about something. Peyton, you're going to have to look over here because we're going to talk about you right here. The city of Dallas. You remember this fight we had a couple weeks ago, Peyton, where you said warning signs or the warning sirens that play across the city of Dallas are only for tornadoes and that I was an idiot for saying that those would ever play for anything else?
Yeah, wind sirens, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, the city of Dallas, this is from our partner, NBC DFW.
They did said Zach Wilczek get on TV, by the way, yesterday? I set Zach up with his TV appearance.
I didn't see it, but I know he did it. So I was here started it. So Zach is the big superstar. This is from NBC DFW. It's that time of year when severe weather becomes more common. Whether you've called North Texas home your whole life or you're a newcomer to the area, just know that when you hear outdoor warning signs going off, the weather is about to get serious. Outdoor warning signs are strategically placed throughout the entire area, alerting Texans that a dangerous storm is moving in. There's a chance, though, if you're inside your home, you may not hear them all. And they just talked to different people from the city of Dallas about things. But they wanted to clear something up for people like Peyton, who are always confused. It says, if you hear the sirens going off, that means you need to take immediate action. Get to a safe place, an interior room, away from windows on the lowest level of your home or a nearby building. When some people hear the sirens, they automatically think they are in the immediate path of a tornado. That's not always the case. Did you hear that, Peyton? That's not always the case.
I don't believe him.
Quote, the city of Dallas activates the outdoor warning system whenever we receive a warning from the National Weather Service that contains winds of 70 miles per hour or greater, hail of 1.5 inches or greater, or a tornado warning anywhere in the city of Dallas. Is there anything you would like to say to me about how I know more than you?
No, because you just read an article.
Then I'll just say it. I know more than you. No, this is now I will say I'm mainly trolling Peyton, but this is genuinely like a service that the city of Dallas is trying to get out there now because people do think if they hear a warning sign,
yeah,
or warns that there's a tornado here and we're in trouble.
I always did.
And yeah, originally I think that's how most people factored it. But basically what it's meant for is just if there is any sort of weather that reaches a point, whether that's the wind or the hail or a tornado warning or anything else, that makes it to the point where lives are in danger or structures are in danger. Or like, so if you're driving your car, that hail can shatter through your window. if you're in a structure, well, a tree could blow down or something like that because of the winds. They're just alerting you to dangerous weather in the area. So in general, it just means take shelter. Not always about tornadoes. But yeah, NBC DFW in the city of Dallas making sure Peyton knows he was wrong.
We getting bad weather like through Saturday?
It's supposed to start up again. This is springtime in Texas. So you may hear those sirens today, whether it's a tornado or not. Because
today is like 85% humidity.
Yeah, it felt like it when I stepped outside after I was scrambling around for my cell phone, which after I texted you and I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. And then I tossed it and couldn't find it. And so I started throwing the house around and woke Kristen up. But yeah, when I stepped outside, finally, it was nice and humid. But yeah, it's supposed to be bad weather. It feels like this has been the last 5 weeks or something where we get to like Thursday and then they're talking about, all right, the next 4 days. Yeah, we might have a tornado or two. Don't know. We'll just have to see. All right. Yesterday, the superstar, Lady Luca, came to town.
Yeah.
Paige Beckers made her debut here in Dallas, spoke with the media. And if you saw the photos from the press conference, it was like jam-packed in there. There were people stacked up in there. I mean, she is a legit big-time star. I know you mentioned it earlier in one of your reads. She also made the Hurtado stop.
Yeah.
Which was perfect tie-in to the question about, do you prefer Tex-Mex or barbecue? Because that is, of course, the Texecue there. But the Paige effect isn't just on the court, according to WFAA. It is now bringing in big business to Dallas's WNBA franchise. So whereas the Mavericks, as Tim McMahon pointed out in that interview with Bomani Jones, he said over the course of whatever Supermax Luka signed, the Mavericks may have lost $1 billion,
yes,
which is ridiculous to think about. The Wings are starting to collect money. So season tickets for the Wings 2025 campaign are already sold out. Demand is high with a capacity of just 7,000 at College Park Center, so the supply is low. Fans looking to catch a game are already seeing the laws of economics at work. Low supply plus high demand equals very pricey admission for Wings fans. The Paige Beckers effect is going beyond basketball. It's bringing the business here. It says the look at the prices have ballooned significantly. The most expensive seat in the house for the Caitlin Clark matchup is almost $2,000. A $2,000 ticket. The cheapest
seats. That's the most expensive?
Yeah, the cheapest seats, $200. It's $200 get-in-the-door price. That's similar to what we were talking about get-in-the-door price for the Luka game.
Wow.
That was the minimum to get in there.
And yesterday at the press conference, she was asked how it feels to be the hottest thing in DFW right now.
I'm just curious how you feel, though, that you're probably the hottest thing in Dallas right now.
I would say the weather's probably hotter than me. Outside of Fort Sioux, so different in Connecticut and Minnesota, so I'm excited for that.
So she's excited for that non-Connecticut weather, that Hurtado barbecue, and already making all the media laugh like that. While wearing the cowboy hat. She had the cowboy hat on.
If you,
Bobby loves that Reap Madrug.
I do. It's a good, he knows, and he's listening there. Jake, you oversold the laugh there. That was an over laugh, Jake. But yeah, if you want the Chicago Sky game, that's Haley Van Lith from TCU. That's Angel Reese coming in here. Get in the door price of that, $150.
Wow.
For College Park. The New York Liberty, if you want to go see them host the WNBA champions, that's a little cheaper, but still $50 minimum price. Those tickets are usually, the get in the door is usually closer to like 10. So Dallas Wings are collecting a lot of money, a lot of value off of this, which is good. I'm genuinely excited. I really do enjoy watching Paige Beckers play basketball. I'm not being sarcastic or anything else. I think she's entertaining. Is there any level of interest for you? If somebody's like, hey, you want some Wings tickets tonight, would you go out and see Paige Beckers?
If it was the Caitlin Clark game, yeah. One of her first like two or three games, and it was on like a Friday or Saturday, yes, I would.
That's still qualifying because I don't know that you could have been brought out there last year.
Oh no.
So it's
absolutely
to me,
not.
Yeah, now there's actually in the Caitlin Clark game, there's actually a reason to go watch somebody in the game play.
Now, Sean, they Paige do Beckers play in Arlington. I know they're called the Dallas Wings, but that is a far drive for you.
Not the Caitlin Clark. The Caitlin Clark game is going to be AAC because they knew how big the demand was going
to
be.
I don't care that it's in Arlington, mate. You give me a Friday. If I don't have to work the next morning, I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere.
That's true. You're pretty good about, like, you've made some trips up to Frisco to do some things.
Someone take care of my children, watch my kids, and I don't have to work the next day. I'll go buck wild.
I got you.
So tickets are expensive, obviously, for that game. But tickets are free if you're a teenager in Dallas for several sporting events. So the Mayor's Youth Sports Ticket Program is trying to get the word out. Registration is now open, according to the Dallas Sports Commission, for an initiative that has distributed more than 15,000 free tickets to area youth to attend professional sporting events since it was started in 2022. I always like these sort of outreach programs where you're trying to get kids to go to games, because what's the line Jerry always quotes about the percentage of their fans that have never
5%.
Yeah, it's 5% of the fans have ever been to an NFL stadium, because it is expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And a lot of these, you know, a lot of kids who would like to go and they idolize it, and yeah, this is where they're at their most passionate about the sport. A lot of them don't get the opportunity to go. So
the smartest thing the Wings could do is give us a station suite on a Friday or Saturday night. Doesn't matter what the game is for. And we can have like Rangers suite night with the entire station to go out there. That would be brilliant. KNC can set it up. They had the GM on.
See, that's perfect. I would attend it. And I would be a rabid Wings fan. I'd paint wings all over my face. Everything else would be great. These tickets are given on a first come,
first loser bet for the show. You have to go with Wings. Oh. You have to walk through the whole corridor.
Dude,
and everything.
You got to do like
flapping like the Victoria's Secret wings.
Or like like Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Angels in the Outfield. Like if they're down, you got to stand up and make a big
like Fireman Ed for WNBA. Yeah, you go like this.
Yeah, just
you get the hot crowd.
Yeah, that is a good bet. Yeah, that is good. All right, these tickets are they're meant to underserved youth, age 12 to 17. You need a chaperone to go to this game, but the eligibility requirements are that a parent or guardian must register the teen. It's designed for kids 12 to 17. They've got a couple different other factors that they have on the website if you want to go look that up. But once you're approved, they have tickets that include the Cowboys, AT&T Stadium events, Mavericks, Stars, Rangers, FC Dallas, Dallas Wings, basically anything around here. And it goes further than that. It's also State Fair, the Gold Cup, NASCAR at Texas Motor Speedway. So just about anything that there's ticketed events to for sports in DFW, they hook up. So if you want to look that up, just go ahead and Google. It's the Mayor's Youth Sports Ticket Program. It is for residents of Dallas. So you have to be a City of Dallas resident in order to participate for that. All right, last story here in Neighborhood Watch. And this is just, I don't know. I guess there's always a reason. You see...
John Ramsey just said several of the girls had the cowboy hats on backwards.
I'm being honest. I probably put it on backwards.
Yeah, ask Choppy.
I did one time, apparently. Kristen was like, that's backwards. You need to turn it around. But I had to wear it for something. This just comes from, and there's not a lot of details about this, but I saw this headline yesterday. And I was like, this feels like about the lowest thing you could do. So early Wednesday morning, yesterday morning outside Fair Park, Dallas police said that at 4:30 a.m., they responded to a shooting. And when they showed up, they found a man who had been shot multiple times, pronounced dead on the scene, had already passed away. But here's the factor of this that just goes, oh, that's even sicker than I feel like most of these things normally are. He was in a wheelchair. This was like a guy who couldn't even get up a chair. If you're talking about the most cowardly thing you could do, I feel like it's shooting a guy like multiple times in a wheelchair.
Gang member or something.
See, that's the thing. I don't have details of like, there's not details of like, what was he doing? Did he have a gun in his hand or something? Or was there something like this? I guess it could, but it feels like multiple times while he's in a chair that he can't get out. That feels like overkill.
That sounds like a hit.
This is why I love the City of Dallas. I love Texas. Everybody knows that. The Fair Park area, it's got to clean up. It's got to be clean. I mean, the Fair Park area.
That was like 10 minutes from my first house.
I know. And that's especially why. So, they're already on the right track there. They've cleaned up in one part. You're gone. So that's good. They don't have to worry about anybody calling the po-po on their neighbors and taking away from the people in Fair Park.
Life hacks. And this HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. Thanks for being a Total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. DFW Sports Station with Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider. Of course, RJ Choppy is out on the honeymoon vacay in Italy. And we got Peyton and Aiden in the back. All right. Time to unleash the draft knowledge like we did yesterday with Zach Wilczek. Nick Harris is going to empty the final draft notebook, the Fort Worth Star Telegram, and Cowboy Insider on the draft show joins us for 2 hours in studio next.